Hello, hello, hello. Happy Monday. Happy Motivation Monday. How are you? I pray you've had an absolutely fabulous weekend, and I pray that you are prepared. Yes, prepared for a fabulous week. Welcome, Barry. How are you? How's your weekend in Japan? I pray you've had a great time there and the weather's been good. Everything has been kosher. Yes, everything has been cool. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for taking time out of your day to spend with me. My name is Nichelle Womack, and I am your life transition strategist. Amazing weather. That is awesome, Barry. When you got amazing weather, you can do all kinds of things. Yes, fun festivals. Cool. Good morning. How are you? I pray that you are having an absolutely fabulous day, everyone. My name is Nichelle Womack, and I am your life transition strategist. Hey, Mo, how you doing? I help you start, market, grow, build, expand, and dominate. Yes, dominate the CEO of you. Welcome. How you doing, Trippy Gang? How you doing? Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you all for taking time out of your day. Hey, Jason, what's going on with you? Welcome, 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 everyone coming into the room. Today, we are going to discuss why roadblocks are necessary. Roadblocks. This is the last work week of May 2016. And I keep asking myself, where the heck did time go? Where the heck did time go? Because this year has passed us up. If you know it or not, I mean, look, January was just around the corner. I remember exactly what I did on New Year's Day. I stayed home. So fast, Barry. And I say that to say that if you have not started or prepared, or you see some kind of clear destination, if you got some roadblocks going on, you need to get busy. I know I do. I can only speak for myself and share with you. But roadblocks, they are necessary in our life. Welcome. How you doing, Aaron? Welcome. They are necessary in our life because they help us to identify, understand where we fall short. And I don't know about you, but I fall short all the time. And I express that with you because life is a learning curve and I'm constantly learning every day. I like to say that I am an expert, but I am an expert in what I do. Truth, an expert in what I do. However, I still fall short because I'm not perfect. We talked about that last week. So I want to share with you to get some clarity in these roadblocks. Don't look at them as being bad. Hey, Penny, how you doing? Welcome, Dot. What's going on with you? Don't look at them as being bad. Look at those roadblocks as your destination to your success. And that roadblock should teach you. Good morning. How are you? That roadblock should teach you to have these three characteristics, what I'm going to share with you. Number one, that you got to have some growth in your comfort. Yes. Turn those setbacks into comebacks. Hallelujah. Yes, Barry. You got to do that. In your stall, you should learn some patience. They say patience is a virtue. I'm still trying to understand that. Literally, I am. I'm still trying to understand that patience is a virtue. And in that virtuous living, that virtuous walk, yes, patience. What's that? I agree, Barry. I'm trying to get that. But you know, those are those roadblocks. Because when we are impatient, those roadblocks seem to consistently come at us. And when you grow patience, when you grow in patience, when you learn patience, when you develop patience, when you acquire patience, it seems to work out better, not only for yourself, but those that are around you. And so we know that it's coming. We got to prepare for it. That's why I say you got to get uncomfortable in your growth. You got to get uncomfortable, but you have to also recognize it. Thank you so much for sharing, Barry. You have to recognize that that growth is there and you got to be patient because nothing that's worth having is given instantaneously. People that are given things instantaneously, they don't appreciate it. In fact, they misuse it. They abuse it and all those types of things. But when we work hard for something, we tend to appreciate it much more. And I was speaking with a real estate client the other day. Yes, I was speaking with a client the other day and she is transitioning from renting to owning. And in that renting to owning, she said, when I was living in the landlord's house, I really didn't care how it looked, you know, if it was disgusting. So in my new house, I'm going to make certain I take care of it. And I said, really? I said, that's interesting to know as a real estate investor that you didn't care about the landlords, but this is normally what I hear. They don't care about the landlord's house, but they care about theirs that they're going to buy. Sometimes. She said, when I get my house, I'm going to make certain that is the best place that ever existed on this earth. Why? Because I own it. And so when you own your truth, when you own your comfort in your growth, yes, good morning, then you can understand and relate a little bit more. And so let's talk about those roadblocks. In your stall, you should be patient. Hi, how are you? Be patient, because patience truly is a virtue. And in that virtuous living, yes, in that virtuous living, you're learning who you are. You're learning who you're around. And sometimes learning who we are around and who we are is more important in that growth process, because then you learn who you need to disconnect from. Yes, you need to learn who you need to disconnect from, because you don't need to be connected to everybody, because everybody is not supposed to be in your space. Realize that, understand that, and know that. So patience really is a virtue. It's a learning process to help you get through that roadblock into the destination that you are so destined to be in. Yes, all of us are meant to move through life in some type of way. Yes, amen. Yes, yes. You got to, Barry. I mean, you know, ignorance is not a virtue. That it is not, you know, but I'm trying to see that. I know that's in Espanol, but I can't read it real quick right here. Now, number two, learn detours. I love you too. Learn detours are really truly destinations, as I've been speaking to you. And so in those roadblocks, you're going to come against some detours. It's going to say, go here, go left, go right, go straight, go back. And you got to learn that it is helping you towards your destination. So you got to appreciate the detours in your life. Your detour may be right now that, you haven't got that new job. Yes. You haven't found that relationship that you're looking for. That business that you started may not be flourishing as much as you thought. Maybe your income is in a detour right now. Maybe, you know, your health is in a detour. But we got to figure out those things to help us get through those roadblocks. You know, maybe you need to eat healthier. Maybe you need to sit down and put a plan out for a meal plan. Maybe you need to organize your finances, because a lot of times in disruption, what we find is organization is not in place. Yes, that's okay. You know, it doesn't matter. Even at 50, you can still reach that dream and become a homeowner. I don't believe in age, because age is only what we feel. And a lot of times in life, we were not educated on the purpose or the reason why we needed to have it in another life. So even at 50, you can build wealth and you can become a homeowner. That can be the beginning of your life. Yes, life starts at many different ages. Mine began as I was younger, but I really didn't understand it until I got in my 40s. That's when I really understood what life was about. And I realized that first of all, it was bigger than me. I realized that. And then second of all, I realized that there was so much opportunity out there in my life. And I had to be the one that chased it. Leave those roadblocks. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's okay. You know, age is only a number. Yes, 46 and no career. Well, we got to find what your passion is. What is your passion? Because actually at 46 and you have no career, you've had a lot of roadblocks in your life. And in those roadblocks, you know, you got to find what really ignites your passion. What makes you feel good about who you are? And when you recognize who you are, then you will find a career that you're passionate about. You won't just be doing things because you have to do it. And see, in life, we do things because we have to do it. You know, society tells us to get up and go punch that 9-to-5 every day. Hello, how are you? Yes, people need to hear this, truly, so share it. Touch that Perry dude and share it with your friends and your family if they need to hear it, because age is really just a number. And when you recognize that, you know, sit down and evaluate where you are in your life. If you don't have a career, DJ is your passion, but I got to pay bills. Bills gonna keep on going. So you know what you need to do? If DJing is your passion, you need to recognize how you can make money DJing, if that's your passion, because there's all kinds of ways to make money DJing. There's weddings that you can do. There's parties that you can do. Graduation time is amongst us right now. There's so many different things that you can utilize to build your passion and build wealth at the same time. You know, you can perhaps maybe mix on somebody's album. There's a lot of up and coming people out here that are trying to be music professionals. Help them. You know, DJ their party for them. Different kinds of things that you can do. You have to get yourself out there and disconnect from those roadblocks, because roadblocks will continue to show you themselves. They will show you. They will say, well, you can't make no money DJing. Yes, you can. There are so many different avenues that you can utilize. Yes, it's the town that you live in. Well, maybe you need to move. I mean, that's the truth of the matter is sometimes we got to get out of our comfort zone. You're comfortable in the town that you live in. You may have to move, because when you move, you're going to find opportunity. You know, you got to seek it. And maybe it's time for you to grow out. You've grown up out of that town. It's too small for you. Your vision is much bigger. And so you may have to move. And you're 47, 46, no career. 47, you're building wealth. That is no time frame on building wealth. Sometimes you have to disconnect from the naysayers. Yeah, all the time. Because when you disconnect from those naysayers, that should be your motivation. Mm-hmm. Doubt should motivate you to continue to persevere. Hey there, how are you? And so number three, you got to get to know your new location. And to my friend that said that it's the town he live in, go learn a new location and just go travel. Maybe take a weekend trip or something. You know, I know finances may be tight, but you know what? You got to do it. Because if you don't, you're going to be stuck there saying, I wish I would have. And then before you know it, it's going to be 46 years later. And you're going to say, I wish, I would have, I could have. Yes. Yes. What do you do for work? I am a licensed real estate broker, licensed insurance broker. I am also a direct sales professional. I'm also a public speaker. I'm an author. Yes, I do tons of things. And I go out and I motivate people every day. Teachers, I work in a school district to help them. I work with salon owners. Yes, and you can be amazing too. Your life is amazing. You got to know that. You got to know that you are not here on accident. Yes, what roadblocks try to stop blessings. Yeah, roadblocks always stop blessings. Yes. Mm-hmm. But we're all in the process. You should always be teachable and coachable. I stay teachable and coachable because there's always somebody and something I can learn from. And as long as you stay in that mode of learning, you will continue to grow. You continue to grow. And as I said, sometimes you have to disassociate yourself, disconnect yourself from those roadblocks that continue to confront you, because roadblocks are going to happen to us every day. Yes, always a student. Yes, Barry, always stay a student in a learning mode. And you have to disconnect yourself from those things that hinder you. And you know what they are, you know, and most of the time it's self. And we don't really want to tell ourselves this is what it is because we don't recognize it. We don't recognize it. How to find your identity. How you find your identity, dig deep down inside. You look deep down inside and see what you're passionate about, what you enjoy, what you will not tolerate, what you will tolerate, and you go from there. What makes you happy? I used to say, what would you do for free? But, you know, right now, there's nothing you should do for free. Yes, always a student. Keep that in mind. Stay open-minded. A closed mind never grows. Never grows, never expands. It just stays isolated in its current situation and condition. That's why you have to be of one mindset of growing, optimally growing. Optimize your life. Evaluate every situation that you've been in and that you're going through. Because when you recognize what situations that you're going in and what you've been through, then you can see that there's different passions that lie inside of you. And there's different ways that you can get to your destination. And those roadblocks are one of them. If you keep bumping your head against the same thing over and over again, what is that called? Insanity. Doing the same thing over and over again is called insanity. What do you do to start through, especially as young? You know, at 20 right now, I'm going to recommend that you begin. Right now, begin. Whatever it is, go out there and test the waters. You're young right now. 20 is young. I wish I can get my 20s back again. Test the waters. What is it that you're passionate about? Because see, you have nothing to lose right now in your 20s. And really, I think, period, at any age, you have nothing to lose. Why? Because either somebody's going to tell you no. And if they tell you no, you keep pushing forward because somebody's going to tell you yes. In your 20s, explore. Explore life. Travel. Go to different places. And, you know, don't use money as an excuse, because that's what we use as an excuse all the time, money. Because you can go somewhere and pick up a job. You can do something. It may not be the job that you want to do, but it can help you figure out what you don't want to do. That's really what I believe. I told my teenagers that. I have an 18-year-old sophomore in college. He's like, Mom, I don't want to just go get a job. And I said, well, you have to figure out what the job is. What do you really want to do? Because you're not going to know what you don't want to do if you've never done it before. You know, he said, I don't want to work in a restaurant. Well, he's worked in a restaurant before. And I said, okay, well, that's good realization right there. So now you need to next figure out what you don't want to do. Because as you go through the journey of figuring out what you don't want to do, you'll find what you really want to do. And I knew my passion was helping people to improve their lives, change their lives, develop their lives, and grow their lives. And that's why I became a life transition strategist. And I knew, as I mentioned, growing younger, that life was bigger than me. It's about helping people. It's about inspiring people, changing people's lives. Because guess what? The more lives you change, the more your life will change. The more money you help others make, the more money you're going to make. You know, you look at that. CEOs, they do it all the time. The CEO of you. I teach my students that. Be the chief executive officer of you. That way, nobody can fire you. Only you can hire you. Yes. Mm-hmm. Because your skills are marketable. Your skills are marketable, and you have to understand that. Yes. Yes, I can only fire myself, and I can only fire myself when I don't do what is required to help me get to that next level. And that requires educating myself, hanging around people that want me to succeed, being in a positive environment, and feeding myself the necessary nutrients. Now, I'm not just talking about food at a table. Yes, I'm not just talking about food at a table. I'm talking about things that can help grow your life. Yes, and we already know finances help grow our life, because the more money you make, the more capability are you not only of blessing yourself, but you're able to bless others as well. And so look deep down inside of you. Those roadblocks, those three roadblocks in your stall, you should learn some patience. Number two, learn detours to your destination. You know, maybe that roadblock up the street right here, maybe you need to turn left, because when you turn left, there's a new path of happiness. There's a new relationship that may be in your sight. There's a new business opportunity. Look at those destinations as detours to your success. Number three, get to know your new location. Because it's in that location, you may say, I don't think this is where I'm supposed to be. Yes. How do you know who's real and who's not? You don't. Being around them, but you'll develop a discernment. That discernment that you develop to say, these people are not good for me in my life. You know, they're not helping me progress and go to the level that I know I deserve. Because we all deserve a different level. And pretty soon, you'll begin to weed out those people that continue to grow vines in your valley. Yes, exactly. Sit down and write down your own performance evaluator and where do you want to improve. That's key. You know, you got to work on yourself before you try to or expect others to help you. You got to look and see what it is that you want. And you know what? Weeds grow up all around us, but we got to learn how to whack them. Whack them out of our lives. And how do you whack them? Disassociate yourself with them. You know, start thinking bigger. Yes, but what about doubt? Many of those we love that we should keep or take us with us. Or, you know, doubt. Doubt is the greatest killer of motivation. You know, yeah, they may, you know, they may love us. People that love us are not necessarily good for us. And that's a true matter. And sometimes it's family. Sometimes family, they say they love you, but people that really love you, they want what's best for you. And they will allow you that space to grow or to leave. You know, sometimes we have to get away from that family member. And it can, you know, literally it could be a spouse. It could be a child. It could be a parent. You know, but the only way we grow is we got to move and elevate. I truly believe that. When I left for college, you know, I went to an area 8 hours away from my home. And my parents, they dropped me off and I cried. I will never forget this. They dropped me off and I cried. And I said, what am I going to do? Well, I'm going to grow. And in that growth of being away from people that loved me, it allowed me to develop and see who Nichelle really was and is. And so sometimes you have to separate from that, because otherwise you will never know. It is in moving away, developing our own character and growing that we become who we're supposed to be. And it can take, you can be 80 and that happens. Yes. Learning to accept change is the best way to get through failure. Yes. You got to be prepared for change, because sometimes change will just skip up on you. You know, but if you're not ready, you got to always stay ready for the next level. Yes, growth is uncomfortable. Thank you for sharing that. It is uncomfortable. But when you become uncomfortable, that's your next elevation. You know, you're growing. And it's all in that growth cycle. So keep in mind, roadblocks really, really are necessary for us in life, because it teaches us to move through the hardships. Yes, it teaches us to move through the hardships and get to the blessing that's really destined for us. Keep a strong relationship with God. He'll get you through those roadblocks. Amen. Yes. And then God gives us the ability to identify with ourselves, because it is He that is in us that will continue to move forward if we develop that strong relationship with Him. Yes, that's my message today. Believe it. Know that. Roadblocks are necessary. They're not there to hurt you and to harm you. They're there to help develop you, build your character, your stamina, and your perseverance to move you to that next level. My name is Nichelle Womack, and I am your life transition strategist. I help you start, market, grow, build, expand, and dominate the CEO of you, the chief executive officer. Whatever whatever you are transitioning to or through in your journey to success, I can help you get there. You can reach me on all forms of social media at NichelleWomack.com, on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook. I am the Life Transition Strategist. You are really motivational, and I wish I knew you as a person. I would talk to you for a whole day. And I would love to talk to you for a whole day too, but we got to get out there and make some money too and change some lives. I greatly appreciate that. That is awesome. Well, I thank you for coming in here in my space today and enlighten me with your presence. I greatly appreciate it. You guys have an absolutely fabulous day. And again, if you need to speak with me one-on-one for a consultation, yes, needed to hear that, praise God, you can reach me at nichellewomack.youcanbook.me. And I think I got a lot of calendars on there that I need to clear out, because I know I did a lot of things this weekend. I work with a lot of clients this weekend. And so I still have some openings that I can slide you in if you're interested for some one-on-one consultation, or you can just reach out to me on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Facebook at the Life Transition Strategist, Nichelle Womack. I pray that everything you touch turn to gold. Make certain that you are possible. Make certain that you understand the gifts that you possess. Make certain that you open them up and share them with the world, because the world deserves you. Yes. Amazing. Praise God. I'll talk to each and every one of you this evening at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Have an absolutely fabulous, extraordinary kind of day. Be blessed. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Amen. And look, it doesn't want me to leave you guys today. For some reason, it just never cuts off. Be blessed, everyone. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.